Federal authorities have launched a nationwide crackdown on scam artists who prey on those who've migrated to the U.S. and are hoping to legalize their status. Officials say the problem is growing. Con artists promising to help with the paperwork to stay in the country legally. But in the end, the clients are often left penniless and some in even more trouble with U.S. immigration officials. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
Lots of friends told Guatemalan immigrant Catalina Alvarado to go see an immigration lawyer near her home in Hollywood, California. They told her he works magic and would get her a work permit and even a green card. She says the man, Yolman Comacho, also from Guatemala, promised it all. He was so polite, so nice, she paid him $5,000, and he did get her a work permit. That was 10 years ago, and the promises kept coming. He then asked for $5,000 to help her husband, another $5,000 for her daughter. In all, she paid him $25,000. But no one got anything. When she finally went to the U.S. Immigration Office to follow up, she found out that Camacho had put false information on the forms. Immigration officials voided her file. The U.S. attorney in Los Angeles, Andre Barat, says he's heard too many stories about desperate immigrants being swindled.
We are talking about scam artists that are victimizing this community. Quite frankly, they're scum artists, in my humble opinion.
This month, Barat and other officials launched a public awareness campaign.
Are you looking for immigration help? Some people may pretend to be immigration experts.
¿Necesita ayuda de inmigración? Algunas personas fingen ser expertos para engañarlo y robar su dinero.
The ads are running in major U.S. cities with large immigrant communities, especially Los Angeles.
We have been dealing with this issue for the last, at least 20 years.
Rigo Reyes, who heads LA's Department of Consumer Affairs, says the scam is always the same.
It doesn't change.
It involves an immigrant who ends up trusting in these so-called paralegals or notaries,
whatever we want to call them, who promises that they will help the consumer legalize their status.
Reyes says the fake experts con people out of a lot of money, fill out forms wrong, and miss important deadlines. One recent case involved a woman who defrauded thousands of clients. She was recently sentenced to 10 years in prison. Despite some successful prosecutions, many immigrant advocates complain that this latest crackdown is too little too late. Immigration attorney Alma Rosa Nieto says she's just glad something is finally being done.
It's not too little. I think it's great. I commend the service for doing this finally. Too late? Yes, too late.
Nieto says she thinks the problem is becoming more prevalent because of the recession and so many people are out of work.
And what do you want to hear when you're desperate and you don't have a job and you want to get a work permit? That you have a chance. And that's how they end up being like a magnet to these thieves.
For Catalina Alvarado, it's too late.
No sirva en mi caso, no nos devuelvan el dinero, pero que al menos no siga robando a esta persona en otro lado.
She says she can't fix her immigration problems and she knows she's not going to get her money back. She just hopes Yolman Camacho is found and prosecuted. LA's Consumer Affairs Department says it's investigating Camacho and has 24 registered complaints against him. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.